today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're beginning a new series in Philippians chapter 4. And if you can get to a Bible and sit down with us for a few moments, we'd love for you to consider the Word of God with us today. Again, Philippians chapter 4. While you're finding your Bible, I want to remind you about our website at considerhisword.org. A number of things you'll find there, some information about us, some other resources that are available to you. But for us, one of the most important things is a tab that says Contact Us. We would love to hear from you, and you can do that through the website. Just send us a note and let us know where you're hearing the broadcast today. Tell us the call letters of the station. If you'll send us an address, we will return to you a little prayer journal. Now, make this promise to you. We're not going to fill your email box with a whole bunch of requests for offerings or all kinds of things. I know a few years ago, I sent a little offering to another radio broadcast, and I guess for 2 years, I kept getting mail from them and email from them. I'm not going to do that. You write to us, we'll send you the prayer journal, and that will be the end of it. And so write to us. You can do it through the website, again, considerhisword.org. You can email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. You can also write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Again, that address is Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. In Philippians chapter 4, what a great chapter. Paul was writing to Christians at the church of Philippi to encourage them and to thank them for being a blessing to him. Well, I just want to read verse 1 for now, but we are going to look at several other passages of Scripture in this chapter. He said in verse 1 of Philippians 4, "Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved." He tells them to stand fast. I think it's another way of simply saying, hang in there. To be steadfast means to be fixed on a spot, to be unmovable, to make up your mind that this is where I stand. And you take your stand and you stay there. And he's encouraging them to stand fast. And notice he said, in the Lord. And I believe especially he's telling them to just stay with it. Don't get discouraged. Don't get depressed. Don't back up. Don't back down. Keep going. Stand your ground and serve the Lord and live for the Lord. And I want you to notice he tells them to do this, to stand fast in the Lord. Not by their own strength and not by their own power, not by their own determination, but by God's strength and by God's power. Remember, he says later in this chapter, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And so he tells them to stand fast in the Lord. But I want you to notice this also. He has several things here that he wants to tell them about. You go down a few verses, and in verse 4, he tells them to rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. I think we used to sing a song that was much like that. And again, I want you to notice that he says to rejoice in the Lord. Notice how he keeps pointing back to the Lord, not to do this in themselves, but to rejoice in the Lord. And then in verse 5, he tells them, let your moderation be known unto all men, the Lord is at hand. Now, when he talks about moderation here, and I know sometimes we think that that means to kind of have a balance between extremes, but the word here where he says, let your moderation be known, it's a word that means to be as in a gentle patience. Are you very patient? I'll tell you, I get so impatient sometimes. I know here in South Florida, when you go to a doctor, you better be patient because sometimes it will take a long time before you see a doctor. But do you have a gentle patience? Are you able to go through it, rejoicing in the Lord, being steadfast in the Lord? It also means to have a calm assurance. We sing the song, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. But do you have that sense of calm assurance in Him? Or do you let things rattle you too much? Well, things happen and we get all bent out of shape and we get filled with anxiety and we get distressed. And I know we're living in a hard time and in a distressful time, but God wants you to have a calm assurance in Him. Years ago in World War II, and you may have seen these, there was a sign that was printed that said to be calm or to keep calm and carry on. Have you seen those? Keep calm and carry on. Now, the originals had a red background with white letters, big letters. These posters were big. You realize they printed nearly 2.5 million of these posters. And then the powers that be decided not to use them. And there were just a few of them that were displayed. Most of them were actually destroyed. Now, you may have seen the signs recently because they kind of have made a reappearance. But strangely, in World War II, they didn't want people to be too calm. They didn't want them to get too complacent. And they thought that such a sign might cause that in the people. It was in about the year 2000 or so that the sign kind of made a reappearance. There was a bookstore in England, and they had received a shipment of used books. And as they were going through these books and sorting them out, they came across one of these posters. And so they put it in a frame, they mounted it in a frame, and they hung it in the window of their store. It said, keep calm and carry on. And people began to hear the story and hear about where the sign had come from, and they wanted one. Now there's a whole website where you can order these signs. I actually have one of them, and I hang it in my office that says, keep calm and carry on. And I feel like when Paul here told them to be steadfast, to let your moderation be known unto men, that this is what he was telling them, to keep calm and keep living for the Lord. Be steadfast in the Lord, rejoice in the Lord, let your moderation have a gentle patience and a calm assurance. Now, notice he said, the Lord is at hand. Now, you may have seen these posters around, and I think you should be encouraged by them. And I think that we can be encouraged by them and that we can be encouraged by the signs and by that saying here by even Paul as he writes to the Philippians to keep calm and carry on. And he tells them, especially in verse 5, he says, the Lord is at hand. Now, I have heard messages, and maybe you have too, that when he said, the Lord is at hand, that this was a reference to the second coming. And I suppose you could make that application. But I think even more so, he's telling them to keep calm, carry on, be steadfast, have that calm assurance because the Lord is at hand. The Lord is near. When I think of something as being at hand, I think of something that is being nearby. I keep a pen at hand. Most of us, many of you, keep a phone at hand. Remember before we had cell phones that You either had to find a payphone or you had to stop and find some way to use a phone. Now our phones are at hand. Many of us now are having to keep a mask at hand. Remember now, he's telling us that the Lord is near. The Lord is right here with us. He is not far away. So many times in the scripture, God promises us his presence, that he is near and that he is here. Remember when he told Joshua, way back as Joshua was beginning to take over following the death of Moses. Oh boy, Joshua had to fill some big shoes, and God encouraged him and God helped him. We read in Joshua 1, beginning in verse 6, he told them, he said, "Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success." And then he told them, Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. The Lord is at hand. He is just a prayer away, and you can call on him. And I hope that just knowing the presence of God, that he is at hand, will bring you that calm assurance. That knowing the presence of the Lord does not leave you, that it will help make you steadfast and to keep calm and carry on. Over the next couple of weeks, we're going to be looking through this passage of Scripture and talking about this more, how that in the Lord we can be strong, and in the Lord we can be courageous, and in the Lord we can have that calm assurance, and in the Lord we do and we will rejoice in him. And I hope you'll join us through this series each week at this time. May God bless you as you consider his word.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. Word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.